Courts. Chief Justice and President of the Supreme Court of Kenya Martha Koome has said judicial services will no longer be rendered in makeshift structures. Koome said pursuant to the unjustified killing of the principal magistrate of Makadara Law Courts Monica Kuvuti, the judiciary is implementing immediate measures and engaging robustly with other relevant state agencies and stakeholders on long-term measures to ensure the safety and security in the court premises. It should be recalled that in the past, the judiciary has repeatedly requested the executive and parliament for sufficient resource allocation to upgrade our court facilities to standards that would guarantee efficient and safe execution of judicial duties, expressed the CJ. In a communique from the desk of the Chief Justice sent to newsrooms yesterday, the CJ decried that the goal of having secure and permanent structures in court is yet to be fully realized. She noted that the long-term measure is to ensure the safety and security in the court's premises for judges, judicial officers, judiciary staff, court users and the general public. In appreciation of these gaps, we will not expose judiciary personnel to insecurity risks and will ensure that security, especially where infrastructure is inadequate, is not compromised, stated Koome. She announced that courts nationwide will proceed with their operations on Wednesday, 19th, Thursday, 20th and Friday, 21st except for Makadara Law Courts, which is under re-evaluation for security purposes. The CJ also stated that judges, judicial officers, and staff will utilize virtual courts and secured permanent courts as needed. Koome said the Inspector General of Police has assured her that security in the court premises and for judges and judicial officers nationwide has been enhanced. Despite these assurances, the judiciary will continue to engage internally and with other relevant government agencies and stakeholders to comprehensively address identified security gaps, she stated. The CJ also announced that the Chief Registrar of the Judiciary will issue a report on the state of infrastructure and security, detailing the resources needed to address persistent challenges, a report she noted will guide the judiciary's actions to remedy the identified gaps and challenges. She said as the judiciary continues to mourn the loss of Magistrate Kuvuti, who was murdered while serving the nation, noted that the act strikes at the heart of judicial independence and the rule of law and fundamental values enshrined in the Constitution. I am proud of and grateful to all judges, judicial officers, and staff who, despite extremely challenging circumstances, continue to deliver justice to Kenyans, she expressed. The CJ reiterated the judiciary's leadership team directives, that Tuesday, today, the 18th of June, 2024 is designated as the Judiciary Day of Mourning, Remembrance, and Prayers for Monica Kuvuti where each court station will customize their program accordingly. She described Kuvuti as a gallant officer who died protecting the rule of law, holding court in a tent and over lunch hour. The best way we can honor her commitment is by continuing to provide services in adherence to the Constitution and the rule of law and her dedication to justice. Any lapse that might lead to lawlessness and anarchy would be contrary to what Kuvuti stood for, said Koome. The CJ also called upon all judges, judicial officers, and staff to remain calm during this difficult time of mourning.